This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
The Pope's general weekly audience has resumed after the Christmas break. Let's get the latest from Vatican correspondent Ashley Nerona. Ashley, good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Well, good morning, John, and a very happy New Year and Merry Christmas to you. And in fact, Buon Anno is what we say in Italy to celebrate the New Year. So a big Buon Anno to you.
Well, thank you very much. And after the Christmas break, we know before the Holy Father was doing catechesis on the Acts of the Apostles. And now after the Christmas break, he's kind of picked up and that continuing catechesis on Acts.
That's right, right where he left off. And today, Pope Francis spoke about Paul, when he was arrested and taken then by ship from Crete to head to Rome. And why was it important that he go to Rome? Well, the Pope pointed out today, because it was there that Christ's words would be fulfilled, that Paul would be a witness to Christ to the very ends of the earth. And today, Pope Francis focused on the shipwreck that occurred in Malta. And incidentally, of course, this brings up many memories for me and for my husband, John, because we were able to visit that site there in Malta. And Pope Francis spoke about how indeed Paul received a warm welcome there, but then the event when he was bitten by a snake, yet he doesn't die. He is unharmed. In fact, he goes on and he heals many people there on the island. So that was tied into the idea of trials in our own lives. And remembering that it's through those trials that we can become closer, not only to Christ, but also to other people who suffer. Because, of course, when this happens, our hearts become open, become more sensitive to solidarity through suffering. And the Pope specifically asked the Lord to sustain us in each of the trials that we face in our own lives and to open our hearts to those who experience what he called shipwrecks and arrive on our shores. So with that, he also prayed specifically for the victims of the plane crash this morning in Tehran, those 176 people who died, and of course, all those who are being affected by the fires in Australia. So we hope we can all join across the world in prayer for that, John.
Indeed, we are storming heaven with prayer for both of those and so many other intentions as well with Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent this morning. And as the Holy Father's catechesis today was talking about living the trials of life, carrying our crosses by clinging to Christ. In about 10 minutes, we're going to be talking about how you can carry those crosses and look at them as blessings. Very often we do that in the spiritual rearview mirror, but not in the moment of carrying those crosses. So we'll give you some tips coming up as we continue our conversation with Ashley Nerona. One of the natural disasters in 2019 that we were covering was the catastrophic flooding in Venice. And now I believe the Venice mayor is going to start taking some preventative measures to make sure that, you know, in this city of canals and waters, that we won't see the catastrophic flooding again.
Well, John, this is just fresh off the presses this morning. The mayor of Venice has come out and said that the flood barrier that has been actually being built, the whole idea goes all the way back to 1989, he promises that it will be ready within the next 6 months. Now, before hearing this from him today, the official estimate for when it would be ready was end of 2021, maybe 2022. And considering it's already taken so long, people were not very hopeful. Suddenly, we get this new word. He's going to be releasing the work plan so we can understand a little bit more clearly what that means and how they plan to finish this within a mere 6 months. But, John, to talk a little bit about this sea barrier and what it's all about, it first of all, the name is Mosè, which literally translates to Moses. So it recalls the idea of the parting of the Red Sea, of that miracle. And this is a floating sea barrier. The barriers otherwise lie below the water surface, and then they're designed to be raised during high tides. And one thing to consider is that they only will come up after about over 3 feet of water has entered into the city. So it's not going to eliminate flooding altogether, but it is meant to eliminate the ultra-high flooding. Now, unfortunately, this project has been riddled with all kinds of controversy. In fact, just a few years ago, the former mayor of Venice was arrested because of corruption. There have been other city officials and people linked to the project who have been arrested for siphoning money from this project. It has so far cost about $5 billion. They estimate it's going to cost between $7 and $9 billion eventually by the time this is finished. So we shall see. But of course, the whole idea is to create some kind of barrier of protection for Venice to protect its priceless art, monuments, and of course, churches. And in the last flood in November, the Church of St. Mark is, of course, estimated damage in the millions. They are now trying to figure out how they're going to preserve marble, for example, that has been damaged by the sea waters. So there's a lot that's attached to this. One of the biggest problems, too, that Venice is facing is that they have built numerous cruise ship ports. There are seven of them now. So these gigantic cruise liners are able to come so close to the island that is causing lots of erosion and is leading to many of these flooding issues. So there's all kinds of things happening here. We'll definitely keep our eye on what's going on in Venice, John.
Ashley Nerona with us this morning at 20 before the hour on Morning Air with the latest news from Rome, Italy, and the Vatican. How is the Epiphany celebrated in Rome?
Well, first of all, it is a national holiday here in Italy, which is a wonderful thing. So yesterday on Monday, it meant all banks, all businesses, everybody was closed in order to celebrate. And one of the greatest events is a giant parade that goes on right in front of St. Peter's Basilica down the Via della Conciliazione, that nice long street that leads right up to St. Peter's Basilica. And so there's all kinds of costumed figures. They are representing the movement of the Magi. There are camels, there are horses in this parade. And there's also even an interesting guest that we won't necessarily find in the traditional Magi story. It's a character called the Befana. So there's a local Italian folklore that says that as the Magi were headed to follow the star and to find the Christ child, they stopped along the way for hospitality from a kind woman, and they invited her then to join them on the journey. Well, she decided not to go along, but after they left, she regretted that decision, and so she hopped on her flying broom and tried to find the Magi in order to join them. Well, the story goes that she couldn't find them, but along the way, for the people that she met and passed, she dropped off gifts for young children. So she also makes an appearance each year. And in fact, this is the 35th edition of this special parade that goes on in front of St. Peter's. So yes, this popular character called the Befana is also seen, especially on the 6th. And one of the most common ways that Italians celebrate the Epiphany is they enjoy the last day of the Christmas market. So it's a huge tradition, especially in Rome. In fact, for example, the Christmas market that was traditionally in Piazza Navona, absolutely packed to the gills on the 6th as everyone enjoys the final day of feasting, fun, and all kinds of Christmas goodies, John.
What would be some of the things in the Christmas market?
Well, for one thing, there are many stalls that sell little pieces that you can purchase for your own nativity scene at home. So perhaps each year you have a family tradition that you grow your nativity scene just a little bit more. And it's amazing what they sell. You can find such realistic little things. You can find little animals, or you can set up a butcher shop, for example, or a woodmaker, or you could set up little waterfalls. So these types of things people would enjoy purchasing. You can find ornaments there. And there's other Christmas food treats, like the ciambella, for example, which is sort of like a gigantic sugared donut. And let me tell you, it is delicious, John.
That sounds good right about now as we have breakfast here across portions of the United States. Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent, teaches crisis communications media training to priests and seminarians, and she and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project. Much more on that at truthandbeautyproject.com. With the latest news from Rome and the Vatican, Ashley Nerona. Thank you, Ashley.
Oh, it is a pleasure. God bless you. Prego.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Noronha every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.